All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode.
Live from the lair!
Actually, it's pre-recorded. And today I'm going to be talking about the draft. Now, if you've been watching this show, I've been calling this out for the past 5 or 6 years, telling you the draft is coming, the draft is coming, they're missing the recruiting goals. By hook or by crook, whatever they're doing, they're just not making the numbers to sustain a volunteer force. All right, now.
Some things in life just keep popping up, like
gonorrhea. No.
But there's also Nelson Abick. He's a talented writer and friend of the regiment who put his money where his mouth is to help us save lives and fight demonetization. So if you're in the mood for some historical reading, check out his Freedom's Forge books. So far, there are 2, and I hope he gets off his lazy ass and finishes book 3 soon, because I need something to level out my coffee table. Scan the QR code on the screen, or click the links in the Meat Gazer box to become a psychic. Because the past is the greatest predictor of the future. Pick up Nelson Abick's Freedom's Forge books right now, because the Popster said so.
I believe we haven't had the draft since 1973, and after the Vietnam War officially came to a close in 1974-75, there was a huge exodus of individuals getting out of the service, which caused a national defense emergency, and they had to make corrective courses of action. And they came up with the 100% volunteer force. They put certain things in place, the GI Bill. I mean, that was already in existence since after World War II, but they made it significantly better. You do 4 to 6 years in the service, and your college gets paid for. That was a big incentment to bring in, you know, 18 to 22-year-olds into the service, which are critical to mission completion and national defense. Okay, so we had that take place. Now, they had, I believe they've always had a retirement from the military scheme going on, and they improved it somewhat. I'm not really sure on all of the details of improvement on that, because when I came into the service, I enlisted pretty much right after my senior year in high school, which was 1986. And under that system, you do 20 years, you get 50% of your base pay at the highest rank for the rest of your life. And let's just face it, they shot that one down about 5 or 6 years ago. Who knew? They turned it into a 401k program. All right, now, they don't pay you enough in the military as a lower enlisted for the amount of bullshit that you have to put up with in current year.
Hey, look at that! Look at that! No shit!
In fact, when I came in, they paid shit. I remember coming in as an E1 or E2, and I believe I was getting like $650 a month. Maybe $580 at E1. That ain't shit. And I didn't really get into the, you know, $2,000 or so until I hit E5, and that was with jump pay. Now, granted, this was, you know, 1989, 1990, 91, you know, dollars. But still, that's, you know, not a lot of money. Now, you fast forward to current year where there's all kinds of student loans, all kinds of programs and scholarships for Joe Shit the Ragbag to go to college. The GI Bill really doesn't have the pull that it once did. That's number one. Number two, you get out of high school, you can walk to a fast food, whatever place, start making $15 an hour. You work 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week. You're pulling down anywhere from $30,000 to $34,000, you know, dollars a year without overtime. If you're getting paid 20, your base pay is $40,000 a year. Now, if you look at the base pay rates, You're not going to get anywhere near that kind of money until you're an E5 or E6 with half a decade or more under your belt. So they moved over to the 401k program. And let's face it, you really can't make meaningful contributions to your 401k until you're an E7-ish. And most people make E7 12 to 13 years into a 20-year career, depending upon the MOS, if there's a war going on, what have you. So that leaves you 7 to 8 years to put away money into your 401k. Let's be honest, that is smoke and mirrors. They don't want to pay you a pension, period. And say you do, you know, sock away a decent amount of money into that 401k, all it really takes is, you know, some kid to run out in front of your car or some other stupid accident, you get sued in civil court, and your entire 401k is gone. I do not believe those are protected, and they are assets that can be seized in a lawsuit. Whereas a 20-year pension, it's yours. It can't touch it. It is what it is. They have to go after it, I believe, after it hits your bank account, and you can play musical banks to, you know, protect yourself to a certain degree.
What a load of crap.
Okay, now let's add on top of the fact that at any given time in your military career, officer or enlisted, you come across somebody in charge that's an asshole, which happens all the time, and it's happening more frequent as we go along. There's really no protection for you as a service member after a certain amount of time being in the service to protect you from getting kicked out, other than sanctuary, which is 18 years. I've talked to probably hundreds of guys in the past 15 to 20 years that I've been doing this stuff. Guys who were blocked from re-enlisting based on bullshit. They went to the IG. The IG took 1 to 2 years to investigate, and by the time they're done, you're already out of the service, so the point is moot. I've seen guys that speak multiple languages, who operate, you know, a very, very complicated, sensitive equipment, get bounced out on a personal bullshit vendetta. You can't replace those people. The military, and in current year, is full of toxic leaders, to include these transanity individuals, and that's what I'm going to call it. It's a mental illness. If you think you are something that goes against the fabric of reality, you're out of your goddamn mind. And these people are in positions of authority now in the service, either NCO and some officers.
The ultimate woman is a man.
If worse comes to worse and I get pulled back into active duty, I will go to the first general order or general officer in my chain of command and explain to him that I will never follow a trans leader in any way, shape, or form. And if I'm assigned to a combat unit, I will take no orders from a female officer. I just won't do it. I'm sorry. In a combat situation, you need to have leaders that lead from the front and by example, which is exceedingly rare. And most of the female soldiers I have served with and alongside are incapable of that.
How dare you?
I'm just being honest. I never had to deal with female officers until I went to KPOC. Civil Affairs is where Green Berets go to die. I had two good female officers, mainly because their hearts were in the right place. Several mediocre ones that, you know, barely passed standard. The rest of them, incompetent, substandard, and for whatever reason, they're promoted up the chain, both NCOs and officers. I've had dozens of NCOs get out of the service because they were passed up for promotion by female soldiers who barely made the standard. Now, I'm talking about male NCOs with one or two deployments, airborne, air assault wings, you know, CIB, you name it. They've been there on the ground, and they're passed up for promotion because of diversity hires. So that is what you have going on now in the service. And it's a shit show. They're not making their numbers. So in current year. I believe they just passed a Defense Act, which automatically puts 18 to 26-year-old men in the pool to be drafted.
Bullshit, fuck you, up yours, get laid, eat shit, drop dead, jack me off, suck this, I don't need parts that badly, I'm not that sick.
Yes, to be drafted. Now, for those of you that don't seem to understand what it is to be drafted, you finish high school, maybe some shit's going on, maybe it's not. You get a letter in the mail telling you, hey, in X amount of days, you need to report here for, you know, 24, 36 months of service. And usually they put an open-ended kind of bullshit on the back. So even if they, you know, they do draft you, you show up, they train you, you do your time, you get out. If there's needs of the service, they can retain you even longer. It's called stop loss. And it was a big thing for the enlisted ranks. In fact, they're using it today in critical MOS jobs within the military. Stop loss.
Stop it!
All right, seven things you need to know, you know, military draft explained. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you. What is a military draft? Basically, they require you to enroll in the selective service for certain individual citizens. Basically, right now, men between 18 and 26. Now, here's the funny part. I enlisted at the age of 17, and I never, you know, put my name in the selective service pot. And right around 20 years of age, I got a nasty gram saying that I was not in the selective service pot, even though I was already in the Army. And I had to jump through a bunch of hoops to get my name put on that list, which was absolute bullshit. Okay, so here's the foundation for the modern draft. Basically, they started in World War One, but we know that the draft was actually instituted during the Civil War in certain areas and states. There were draft riots and what have you. It is what it is. Okay, examples of modern draft. Vietnam was a huge one. 1.8 million people were drafted, and that war went on for just shy of a decade, with 58,000 to 59,000 individuals killed in action and ungodly amounts of individuals wounded, maimed from service, i.e. Agent Orange and what have you, which still plagues people to this day. And I would also venture to say there are individuals who are exposed indirectly to Agent Orange, meaning their fathers died from exposure to Agent Orange, and there is a genetic component which is passed down to future generations. That does happen. It is what it is. So they tell you how the draft system works. They say here 18 to 25, it's 18 to 26. And, you know, basically you're a slave to the state. They're like, fuck you, fuck your dreams, your happiness, your health, whatever. You're showing up to serve in the military, come what may to you. All right, you're basically forced to do it.
A bullshit?
Now, here they're saying the selective service, you're required to do this within 30 days of turning 18. And male immigrants, the same. I personally would like to see the United States military filled with citizens, not with non-citizens. Let's just be honest. There's a lot of things you're required to do in the service of this country that can only be done if you love and respect this nation, which, for the most part, with what I've seen taking place, that sentiment is going away, especially individuals who are maimed by divorce court. You find out just how expendable you are and how much the country actually values you as a man, which is nothing, and it's being proved by being drafted. All right, here's the consequences for not registering for the draft. You know, it could cost you up to $250,000 and 5 years in prison. loss of right to vote upon a felony conviction, and, you know, ineligible for U.S. citizenship, what have you.
Son of a bitch!
All right, now they're telling you if you don't do it by 26, you're not eligible to do so. Too bad, so sad. There are some ways you can battle this in court. I don't have those sources in front of me, but it is what it is.
Fascinating story. You thought of adapting it for the stage?
All right, so once you register, you will get like a piece of paper saying there's proof that you registered. You can find this online. I've had to do it a couple times. When I applied for several federal jobs, which I didn't get, mainly because I am the wrong color, sex, wrong politics, and sexual orientation.
Inappropriate.
All right, so women in the draft currently... they are not required to be drafted. I think this is a big mistake. Feminism has won. Men and women should be treated the same. They wanted equality. Guess what? It is my belief that as a woman in current year, you should be required to be drafted right alongside men. And you can thank all of those feminist crazy-ass bitches who pushed for this over the past three decades. It is what it is. All right. So the likelihood of a future draft, they're trying to tell you it's very low. Well, let's just move over and let's cover some of this stuff here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
No, the U.S. didn't bring back the draft. All right. So they're just telling you that this isn't important. This is smoke and mirrors. Look over here. Don't look at this. This is basically mental prestidigitation, three-shell Monty. All right. They are going to bring back the draft. It is going to happen. I've been saying this for the past half a decade. They are not making the recruitment goals. Those shortages are growing bigger and bigger, and at some point, they are going to draft people. Now, my professional opinion, because of the attitude of the youth of today, when you get out of high school, you should be obligated to do 36 months of federal service. That could be Jobs Corps, military, what have you. Because let's face it, a lot of people getting out of high school today are not equipped mentally, physically, or spiritually to operate in the real world. That is just my opinion. You can get as mad as you want. I don't care. Okay, so again, they're talking about what happens if you don't sign up for the draft, what have you. I don't know what's going to happen with that. But if it gets bad enough, I've looked at several of the declassified national emergency plans, and some of them require service of men up to the age of 60, sometimes 70, depending upon if you're physically fit to do the job or not. The average age of the people on the line in Ukraine, from what I've been reading, is between 42 and 44. They've already burned through all of their young people already. That is modern war. All right. Let's face it. If you're a man, you are absolutely disposable and expendable. You can get as mad at me as you wish. I'm just telling you the truth. And if you don't believe me, there is 130,000 plus graves of U.S. servicemen killed overseas in foreign cemeteries, mainly individuals who were drafted, and our federal government basically made the decision it wasn't worth their time to send these men back home to be buried in the continental United States where their graves could be visited by their friends and family.
Sheer fucking hubris.
That doesn't even include the 100,000 plus individuals who are currently on the missing in action list. Probably never find their remains.
He's gone.
Are you getting what I'm putting down here? All right. The government is basically planning to flush you down the fucking toilet, which has a great chance of happening, especially in current year, with the incompetent leadership, the toxic leaders, and leaders who are fucking out of their fucking minds.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Fuck your entire fucking life, you piece of shit!
That is what you're looking forward to, gentlemen. Here's the next one here. Let's see what we got here. They tell you here, this is military.com. Everything you need to know about the military draft. Okay, they have the Selective Service Program, which is basically a draft pool. All right, military draft 2023. They're telling you probably not going to happen. Guess what? If you're on the list and World War III kicks off, you're getting drafted.
Bullshit, fuck you up yours, get laid, eat shit, drop dead, jack me off, suck this, I don't need parts that badly, I'm not that sick.
God forbid a nuclear warhead should land here in the lower 48. If that were to happen, la-di-da-di, everybody on deck, including myself. Because technically, I can be called back to federal service in the United States Army at the needs of the Army, even though I'm 100% disabled due to TBI and other overpressure symptoms that happened to me, across two wars I was almost killed in, and several operations which will never kiss the pages of history. All right, you don't come here for me to read to you all the bullshit. They tell you what to do if you don't register. Okay, now, if you do register, your number comes up, and you say, fuck it, I'm not doing it, the punishments actually get a little bit more extreme.
Emotional damage!
For not registering, it could be $250,000 in fines and up to 5 years in prison. If you're actually drafted and dodge, you get hit with all that, and depending upon other federal statutes or states, it can get even worse for you. And in a time of national emergency, that can get pretty bad. Now, I love my country. All right, I have gone to great lengths to defend it. I signed a blank check at the age of 17, up to and including my life and immortal soul to this country. Now, with that being said, I have absolutely no trust for the federal government as I see it now.
No shit.
I have a firm belief that they're more than willing to kick off a very, very bad event to stay in power and sacrifice untold millions of people on that altar to maintain that power. That is evil to the core, and I cannot, in good conscience, recommend anyone volunteer to support such a move of bullshit and evil. Now, during my 33 years of service, I've seen hundreds of guys kicked out on bullshit. I've seen thousands of men get out of the service to chase their children because they got divorced. When it was my turn to get divorced, I actually saw, by the way I was treated in divorce court, exactly what my service meant to this country, which was a negative. I was basically labeled a murderer and an assassin in open court because I served this country.
It wasn't my war! You asked me, I didn't ask you!
With that being said, if you get drafted, more than likely, they are going to force you to show up. By hook or by crook. There's a lot of people out there that get mad at me for stating these facts. But the FBI, the local law enforcement, the sheriff, they all are in cahoots. And if you don't show up, they will swear out a warrant and they will hunt you down. Now, most of the time, if that were to happen, they will capture you, bring you in, and ask you to your face, are you willing to serve? If you say yes at that time, usually all charges are dropped and you get sent forward into the pipeline. If you say no, and it's in the beginning, they will make an example out of you and slam fuck you to the moon. Now, I myself, I don't like saying this, but unless there are massive amounts of individuals willing to resist a draft, it's going to happen. Now, it can't be a draft riot that comes in just one or two cities here and there. It'll have to be a massive, massive backlash from a majority of the men in this nation to shut that shit down. That can take whatever form. I'm not here to advocate, you know, one way or another. I'm just telling you guys this, that the federal government has just put into law turning everyone between the ages of 18 and 26 into cannon fodder. So put that in your pipe and smoke it and take it any way you wish. I don't care. I'm just telling you the truth. You guys take it easy.